You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405 on this beautiful day in Southern California. Today we have a very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about human capital management, and we have a professional with us from Payroll Link, Brad Moon, who's been working with Payroll Link for a long time and has a lot of experience in helping companies manage their most valuable asset, which is their people. And Brad calls this human capital management. So, Brad, welcome to the Pilgrim on the 405.
Thanks for having me, Will. Appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about when Payroll Link talks about human capital management, tell us about what that means.
Well, it's a wide subject. It's a head scratch, of course, when it's the first thing somebody hears about what I do. But it's everything that really is the backbone of your company when it talks about managing your employees. So time and attendance, and an important piece is the HRIS software. So we're talking about everything from getting an employee onboarded all the way through their retirement and whenever you separate and exit interviews and everything in between.
So do you train people how to manage their human capital, or do you do it for them?
We train people how. So we work with them, and we use our platform, Workforce Link, and we help them implement processes to manage it. So talking, hiring somebody, that process could be cumbersome. Working with a client recently that spent about 4 hours for every employee. They'd hire them. They'd send them out to the store they'd work at, and their manager would get together all the paperwork and could put it all together and then go over it with the employee. They'd sign it and they'd send it over, and then inevitably something got missed. Form wasn't filled out correctly. So then HR had to then follow through and follow up with them. So we help them implement just something simple as an onboarding checklist. So we take all their paperwork and we digitize it and turn everything into essentially a fillable PDF, and take that checklist and send it out to all the appropriate players when you hire a new person. Maybe it's IT to create an email. Maybe it's the manager to print out a badge, something as simple as that. Most will be with the employee. They have to sign all of their forms. So they e-sign all their sexual harassment forms, NDAs, things like that. And we take those processes, which in this case was about 4 hours for this particular client, cut it down to about an hour to an hour and a half, orientation style, where they walked everything through, uploaded some videos to educate their new employee, and the employee simply went down from A to B like a drive-through and checked everything off and signed the appropriate forms and automatically get filed right into their employee file.
Now, is that something that lots of people, that service, lots of companies provide that service?
No, I wouldn't say lots of people provide that service. I mean, there's the big two, I suppose, in our industry, the ADPs, the Paychecks of the world that are getting around to that sort of platform.
But they don't do that now.
If Paychecks is getting there, ADP does. Yes. Yeah. We've been lucky enough to partner with Kronos, which is a huge billion-dollar company, made it big in time and attendance. And they really have developed this platform over the past 10 years to catch up with what the industry trend is now, going to human capital management. It used to be payroll and time and attendance, and payroll was the focal point. Over the past 10 years, with technology being what it is, and millennials especially wanting to have a little more hands-on their own data and be able to see it and access it through an ESS portal, human capital management has become huge.
An ESS portal.
Sorry, employee self-service. Mm-hmm. They can log in on their mobile phones or through the website.
When you say time and attendance, mm-hmm. Tell me exactly what that means.
So time and attendance is another portion of what our platform does. It is what collects all of the ins and outs of your employees. As simple as that is, it not only collects that, but then it does all the calculations for you.
This is the old time clock.
The old time clock, right.
And so how do people check in today?
Well, it depends. It depends on what the company's needs are. And that's kind of where where we step in and customize our platform to you as a company. I mean, we have the ability to do the old style time clocks. Everybody likes the fingerprint readers or the standard swipe cards. Or they can use a web portal so they can log in at their terminals and clock in and out that way. Also, they can use a mobile app so they can punch in and out, make sure that their employees are where they are supposed to be when they punch. So there's a lot of different options, and companies use, you know, one, or they use a Marriott of all of them.
Well, now, time and attendance is one, and the other that you mentioned was?
Human resource
so
information.
So what does that mean?
The human resource information system is the big beast of the whole thing. Like I said, the most popular is the onboarding platform, where we help them collect all their data to get everybody hired. But it doesn't necessarily start there. It can start with an applicant tracking system, which is huge, especially now with the competitive market. And you know, you want to get your top-tier talent, and you need to be able to go out and reach to them. So the applicant tracking portions is huge as well, and we can post out to job boards, and we have a really nice posting system that runs algorithms based off what industry you're looking for. So it reaches out to not only just like the Indeeds of the world, but it'll reach out to alumni boards for a college that is really great with tech. So it's unique in that sense, and that helps the onboarding process speed up a little bit as well. You can collect a lot of data and educate the applicant on what the posting's for.
So you're actually helping people hire, recruit, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it starts with recruiting, moves into hire, and then it goes into sustaining that employee throughout their life cycle.
So do you teach them a process for hiring?
Yes and no. We have a best practices that we've developed over the past few years. But what really makes our company special is our partnership with Kronos gives us all the knowledge and the best practices and the technology to develop. But the passion of Payroll Link, you know, we get to learn your business, and we get to sit down with you and myself and you know, our team of specialists that work with you to learn how you want to do business, because there's no specific one way to do something. So we want to sit down and figure out what works best within your company infrastructure. So while we do help and educate, you know, here's a great hiring process, the system and our team makes it really malleable to fit within your company instead of trying to take your company and fit it into our box.
Do you recommend that they use an assessment, a pre-hire assessment for candidates?
Yeah. We have recommended that, and there's in fact, recently talking about some recommendations for pre-hire and scanning. We can do background checks, which has been recommended, but a new popular one is work opportunity tax credit. So you learn a little bit more about your employees or potential employees, rather, to see if there's an opportunity to get a tax credit from the government while you're screening.
Tell me about what that would mean.
So there's a lot of opportunity for clients to get credits. For, say, hiring a veteran. If you hire a veteran who's been out of work and they work a certain amount of hours throughout the year, you can get tax credits paid out throughout the year. I mean, a recent study showed that if you have about 500 new hires a year, you could potentially be leaving about $150,000 on the table without looking at these work opportunity tax credits.
Really? So hiring a vet is one thing that will trigger the tax credits. What else?
There are different things that take in. It's an ever-changing kind of idealism. We partner with a company that specializes in it. So one of the big ones right now is if you're located in Texas, right? If you hire anybody in an area that's affected by the hurricanes, you get a tax credit as long as they work a certain amount of hours for you throughout the year. So now that's a temporary tax credit where the vets are more permanent, but nothing's really permanent in that industry. It is ever-changing within there.
So it would really benefit a company to pay attention to somebody like you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the power of a human capital management platform like ours, where we partner with best of brands to get these kind of benefits.
So now I'm curious, when you talk about hiring people and managing human capital, one of the things that it's been very clear to me, and is that lots of people are working remotely now.
Mm-hmm.
So does your system, will your system help manage people remotely?
Yeah, definitely. That's where we can get a lot of the different tools that the system can do, coupled with that employee self-service portal, right? So the whole platform's web-based. It's on the cloud. So it can be accessed from anywhere in the world as long as you got internet. And so you can couple things like time and attendance and the human resource system together for being able to track, let's say you have a remote programmer who you need to know what job they're working on through what specific times of the day so you can allocate your labor appropriately and know your job costing. So that's a great tool that you can utilize. Another great portion you can kind of take from the HR module is, maybe in the long-term care facility where they have 20, 30, 40 facilities across a couple states. They need to make sure that all of their employees and caretakers have their licenses and certifications up to date. So the system can automate that, notify the employee, notify their manager, notify the, you know, the HR manager that's in charge at your local headquarters, and make it really clear on what your employees need to do to make sure you stay in compliance. You know, long-term care facilities, accreditation is huge. They get a lot of funding from different programs to make, you know, if they have someone with their master's degree that shows up to work with some of the, you know, the people there. And that's a great way to stay on top of all of those. You talk about remote and having people spread across the United States.
So what size businesses do you work with?
We work with companies with 50 or more employees. The sweet spot, I would say, for our platform is around 300. That's when you start seeing the benefit of all the modules come into play. And you have a high enough turnover for things like work opportunity tax credits come into play. Not saying that smaller companies can't benefit from it, but about 300, like I mentioned, people with a lot of non-exempt employees, so they clock in, clock out. We can manage that, of course. Some of the huge things that came out this year, I mean, at the turn of the year, there was the lawsuit of a company, ABM Securities. They do security protocol airports, and a lot of their employees work in California. And so they were going along with their happy day, and then their employees would take their breaks. They'd say, hey, take your walkie-talkie with you on break just in case we need you. Right? And one of their employees said, I don't think that's right. So class action ensued. And short of the long, since they weren't getting their uninterrupted break and being able to track and prove that they were doing that, they got hit with a $90 million lawsuit.
How much?
$90 million. Mm-hmm. Give or take, yeah.
Good.
And so,
because we asked them to take their walkie-talkies with them.
Yeah. So, you know, what the outcome was is the company couldn't prove that the employees were taking their breaks, let alone were they uninterrupted breaks, right? Because you have your walkie-talkie, I can call you at any time. So that was huge at the turn of the year. And so a lot of companies really realized, well, wow, that the burden of proof's on me. I need to be able to show that my employees clock in, they clock out. They're uninterrupted. So that, you know, we're talking again about coupling these systems together. You have your time and attendance, so you can show your employees clock in, clock out on their breaks. You have the HR that shows that you constantly have a transparent policy and, you know, the incident portion. So you can track those type of incidents when somebody does violate something as simple as not taking their break or taking their walkie-talkie with them on their break. Then management can help prove that, you know, they are doing everything within their power to make sure that their employees are taking their uninterrupted.
So I'm hearing that there is a lot of compliance that you help companies do almost automatically. By using your system, they are protected from a kind of unaware noncompliance.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Automating is a word that I kind of caught on to that is we do. The system automatically can notify you of a lot of things. Now, we have resources to help make sure you stay in compliance because that's ever-changing, right? We're best of brand, so we master our platform. We partner with a company that helps you stay on top of all your compliance issues, can keep you updated with that. We have monthly webinars. But the great thing is the system tracks all this data, And it's all there available to you. And then we can plug and play different rules depending on how you want to see it. How do you want to pull that data? When do you want to see it? Do you want emails? Do you want a point system? So there's a lot of different options for a company when they look at automating their system to make sure they're in compliance, and even more so if they do have to go through the dread of an audit, they have easy access to all of their data.
So what is your marketplace? Where are you looking for companies to help?
We're in the Inland Empire is where we're headquartered. We're looking in Orange County. But to be honest, we process in 48 states currently. So our market is really anywhere. We have been working with churches a lot in the past 6 to 8 months, with taxation being huge right now, especially towards the end of the year. So we've worked with churches all over the state.
Now, I assume that when something changes in Sacramento or Austin or Oklahoma City, that the software is updated and customized to fit, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's, again, kind of referring back to the power of our partnership with Kronos. We have 250 engineers constantly working on the platform, and compliance always comes first.
Well, I mean, that seems to me to be a pretty important piece for companies that don't want to spend a lot of time researching and staying aware of compliance, of the issues they need to be to comply with, by using this kind of service that should be automatic, right?
Yes and no. Yeah, each industry is a little different, right? So while our system is going to help you stay compliant with a lot of these things, our monthly webinars will keep you educated. Our compliance specialist with our partnerships will keep you educated and make sure you keep up to date. But the important thing is that the system can actually calculate these compliance issues. And that's a big thing you come across in the industry is this talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, ACA. It took companies years. I mean, I think just within the past year is it now widely spread where most platforms can handle it. With our partnerships, we were one of the first to be able to confidently say, hey, we're going to be in compliance at the end of 2015. Everything's going to be filed correctly. And that's huge. I mean, most people still can't keep up with ACA and, you know, the HCA, the American Health Care Act, is on the horizon. And so that's going to change the whole landscape of a lot of this information as well and how it's processed.
So in a real sense, you are helping businesses not only manage their human capital, but also to comply with the, it seems to be, ever-changing high demands of the various governmental and agencies that are trying to help employees have the best kind of working conditions.
Correct, yes.
The companies who are looking to maximize their retention, this might be a helpful device.
Definitely. Retention, talent acquisition and retention is huge. You get somebody with the talent and the drive, you want to make sure you keep them. And paying them the most isn't always necessarily the reason why an employee sticks around. And the system helps manage a lot of those things. It gives an employee confidence that the company has the technology to bring them into this era, this millennia, and gives them the clarity so they can easily log in and look and see what they're getting. I mean, I know a couple weeks ago you had a Abner on, and he was talking about benefits and wellness programs and things along those lines. And that's something the system can help manage, and it can return that data back to the employee, not necessarily just to their manager. I mean, everybody loves their Fitbit. Everybody loves tracking their steps and getting that data return. That's my generation, mm-hmm. right? And the system can provide that. So it's going to help you stay in compliance. It's going to help you manage your day-to-day business. Those are all great things. But it's also going to help make sure you keep your talent and you keep the best.
The talent you want to keep.
Yeah, that's important, right? Yeah, the right seat and the right talent, mm-hmm. definitely.
Good. Well, that's wonderful. I mean, it sounds to me like there's a tremendous resource here for people who may or may not be able to get their arms around how to maximize the value of their human capital. So if you can stick around, we'll come back after a short break hearing from our sponsors, and we'll talk a little bit when we get back about some stories about people who've been successful and maybe some people who have had a little bump in the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back with Brad Moon on The Pilgrim on the 405.
Hi, it's time for another tip from Sandler Training. Never ask for the order. Make the prospect give up. Always ask for the order is the salesperson's 11th commandment. You know, the one that just dropped right off the tablets. Never ask for the order goes completely against traditional selling methods. If you don't ask for the order, how will you ever know when the customer is going to buy? Well, think about it. The only person who can really ask for the order is the prospect. Find the prospect's emotional needs first. Provide the answers to meet these needs, and you'll discover that the prospect will give up and ask you for the order. And that's another tip from Sandler Training, finding power through reinforcement.
Well, welcome back to The Pilgrim on the 405, where we've been talking with Brad Moon about managing and maximizing the value of human capital in companies in Southern California. So Brad, I'd like to hear a little bit about some stories about people who successfully managed human capital, and then maybe we can talk about some people who've had some bumps in the road.
Definitely. Well, let's think of a current case. A big thing that employers are wanting to implement now is performance, talent management. A lot of companies have been doing it. Very, very few of them try and automate it, right? So I was recently working with a company who had a self-reviewal and a manager reviewal, and then it went to their president for approval. Sounds simple, but when you look at it a little bit finer and you sit down with them and you talk about the process and talk about the completion percentages, how many employees are actually getting this done, and they were having about less than a 15% success rate on just getting it done. The biggest problem is who's looking at it? Where can you see it at? So we break it down a little bit more. Get their forms, look at them, and talk about how they want to implement it. They had a little uniqueness in there where they like to learn what the employee's goals are. They want to get that data, and they want to put it in personal or professional. And we implemented an automated module in the HRIS platform that we offer. And their success rate went from about 15% to about 85, 90%. And the easiest way to say that is there's clarity. A manager can log in, see which employees need a review this week, this month, this quarter, however you manage it. And you can sit down with them, help them out with it if they need it, or the employee can just log in on their cell phone, complete their performance review, rate themselves, leave their feedback, and just move it on its merry way along the workflow. Management can do the same. Gives the president, can be anywhere in the world, he can be drinking Mai Tais in Tahiti, sitting on the beach, pull open his computer, his iPad, his iPhone, and finalize the reviews and make sure everything's accurate, get those pay raises going on, adjust in accruals, anything that the company needed. So they were really excited about that. And like I said, just implementing the automation increased to about 85%. I don't have the numbers, but we saw a peak in their turnover. Their turnover went down.
Mm.
And there's many studies that show the employee, the performance evaluations are more valuable to the employees than they are to management. Because the employees now feel heard. They feel like their opinion is voiced, and they get to say, what they, you know, what every employee goes home and complains about at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So they get that opportunity to do that.
So the a distinct value then I'm hearing from talent management is to reduce turnover,
mm-hmm.
retain the people you want to retain.
Yep.
And that, I mean, just replacing one person is an extraordinarily large impact on a business's bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of factors into replacing an employee. But, it's huge. It all goes back to employee feeling appreciated. And, you know, the whole concept is money's not everything to an employee. I'm sure everybody wants to make a living wage. But once they get beyond that, then why are they working for you?
Well, when we talk about turnover, talk about people leaving the organization, in my experience, I'd be curious to hear what you've seen, but in my experience, the two reasons people leave doesn't include money. That's what they'll tell you, was they paid more money. But it generally, for me, has been either there's no more challenge, I've done everything I can do, mm-hmm. I'm not stretched when I come in, there's no challenge, or I don't feel like my supervisor, my manager, or the company is on my side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I actually I sat down in preparation for our meeting today and did some deep soul searching about why I do what I do. And it was really interesting to see my kind of write down and map out my career path, because I didn't leave companies because I wasn't making enough money. I left companies because it wasn't giving me what I wanted. And I mean, my first big paying job was a corporate job and felt like a number. And it would, you know, so it's one of those things that I left because of that. I went and took a lesser paying job that I felt more valued at.
Well, how does a system for talent management or human capital management, how would that counter what you were talking about I felt like a number?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different tools. Talent management's huge. I mean, that's a big one, because you talk about goals and implementing goals and getting that opportunity to write down your personal goal into a work system and having that support from your management team or whomever is a part of your company that runs that is huge for an employee. Another thing that I really like is a module in our system called Perspectives. So it you know, talking about a wellness plan. A perspective can be created to rate an employee based off of data that's collected. So, you know, you want to integrate steps. You want to talk about, you know, did you work out this morning? Did you log your gym time? Whatever the case might be. And the employee can get a grade return from that. So it's a nice way for the employee to see that, okay, I'm reaching my goals. That's all nice and well. And my company appreciates it because they're helping me track it. They're helping me manage it. And then, you know, talking about millennials and the data they like to get returned on their Fitbits, they get that instant grade.
Well, now, is the system for talent management or human capital management, is that connected to a Fitbit or to a phone app?
It's connected to a phone app, but it doesn't collect those steps. That would be data entered in by the employee.
So that's a manual entry.
Yeah, most companies do it when they... You know, their employees are clocking in and out at the end of the day. It's something that helps build that culture.
Okay. Right? All right. So tell me another story about a successful company, some way that they have successfully used human capital management to increase their bottom line or help them to accomplish their vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A more recent case, I have one of your last episodes on the mind talking about benefits. And open enrollment's huge for companies. And being able as an employee to see what's offered to you and understand those benefits is huge. So I worked with a company and they had always offered benefits to their employees. They had about 40 employees, 45 employees. So they weren't forced by the government to offer it, which they always were happy about. And they always felt like they were giving a great service to their employees. So they always went through open enrollment every year. For 45 employees, it took them about a month to get through, to educate, to get all the paperwork disseminated, to get their broker to come out and meet with the specific people who need it. And then once that happened, then the admin team would take all that data. It'd take them about a week amongst three people to enter it all in to the system. So now that the deductions come out, the employees see what benefits they have, and to move forward with that process. So we came in, we sat down, we talked with it. Their broker was involved, which is always a huge benefit. Like I said, we're best of trade. So we don't offer benefits and as far as health benefits goes or workers' comp. So we like to partner with great people in the community to work with these people. So their broker helped get us videos. They got us all the plan documentation, and we got it all in the system. So the employee could sit down in front of their terminal or on their mobile phone and go through their open enrollment process, compare benefit plans side by side, look at the summary benefits to get the full detail. They can watch little videos if they need a little bit more information. And then at the end of it, all the contact information is there for their broker. So if they want to dive a little bit deeper, they can give her a call and learn a little bit more about it. And also another really nice benefit for the employees that is really kind of, I was really surprised when I learned this early in my career at Payroll Inc., is companies often offer benefits that are 100% paid that employees have no idea about. Group term life is a huge one that employers offer that employees don't know about. In life insurance, and they just, oh, that's cool. So that's one thing that the system helps through open enrollment. Every employee is automatically enrolled in that. They get to see their coverage. They get to see that it's no cost to them. And at the very end, when they summarize it all up, they see their total payments and then what the company pays. So it's kind of that full circle of the employee seeing what's happening and appreciating themselves as an employee. And then on the back end, we talk about something that took three people a full week to do, you know, give or take 120 hours. We're cutting that down to 8 hours.
From 120 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty astounding savings for companies.
Yeah. 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 That's one of the best things about our platform that I yet to mention is it's one database. So you talk about enrolling in benefits, that's great, but how's it going to get into payroll now? Well, it's one database. So they have a benefit, they have a payroll deduction.
So let's talk about a company that might have had a bump in the road.
Well,
because they're not using sophisticated human capital management program.
This is kind of a twofold story. This was one of my eye-opening stories in my career that said, okay, well, I need to reevaluate how I do what I do. And it also illuminated a lot to me with companies and how they operate. So I worked with a company about 5 years ago. Their biggest issue was missing punches. Their employees didn't punch in. They didn't punch out. They forgot. And they were on an old-style system. They were on an old punch card. And the managers had to go and add up all their hours and out what the overtime is.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were a few decades behind.
Oh, my goodness. That's expensive.
Oh yeah. I mean, you think it takes 5 to 10 minutes of pay period per employee to figure that out, and then you weigh in the human error, and then you weigh in, you know, the time it takes to key all that into the system. It's huge. Hours upon hours. The team just disappear. So I come in and I'm a little wet behind the ears at this point in time. I'm about a year in of at this point in time I was programming the system and training all of our new clientele on the platform. And I thought I had it all figured out. So I said, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna fix your whole problem, I promise you. They said, great. So we're gonna take and we're gonna email your managers every day their missing punches. So it's going to solve your problem, right? You have all these missing punches at the end of the pay period, and you say that the managers have no idea about them. So great. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to email you. HR manager said, great, that sounds like a great plan. So we started off, and each manager got about 20 emails a day. And after about 2 days, I don't know, maybe it was probably longer than that, a week or two, they just stopped looking at them. I'm sure a lot of them created a filter and just said, just send this to junk, just right to deletion. And we didn't find a solution there. So, so kind of talking about two things here. First is their biggest problem was they had no way of managing missing punches in the first place. They were on manual cards. Second problem was I come in and I thought that I had a solution for them without really sitting down and learning what their management team might want. I assumed that one person knew what the whole company wanted. So after that revelation, I first realized that, hey, I'm here to help people anyways. That's why I got into this. I want to help people and talk to people and learn how I can best fit them. And the only way I can do that is by asking them and diving a little bit deeper instead of making assumptions. So that was a fun little revelation for myself. But what we ended up doing for them, put it more, we took the responsibility away from the manager and gave it to the employee, which at that point in time in my career I thought was crazy, as did the HR manager. But the management team said, look, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to get my employees to punch in and out. So we said, okay. We took the employees. We trained them. We said, hey, whenever you have a missing punch, it's your responsibility. So they
and
go.
And if you don't deal with it.
We jest that we won't get paid, but we live in the fine state of California, so you can't do that. But, it does create more work. So if they don't do it, this company didn't implement anything in that sense, but we've had companies that implement point systems, so they track that. So the employee can see, oh, I've missed punches this many times, and I didn't notify my manager this many times. Mm-hmm. So what we ended up doing for them was throwing it on their employees. So they'd log in, they'd punch, and the system would tell them, you have a missing punch. So they'd go, and they'd submit a request to their manager to get it fixed. It was that easy. We took the responsibility from the manager, gave it to the employee, and their missing punches went down dramatically. Mm-hmm. And it's the power of the system that allows that opportunity to be given to save all that time. And it also educated me that there's not one solution for everybody.
Let me venture something here, because what I'm hearing is something that I've heard in many conversations, is that in this particular case, what I hear is that you are moving from somebody taking responsibility for somebody else, mm-hmm, to somebody taking responsibility for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Do you see that happening in a larger sense with regard to business, where we're moving from, maybe you could call it patriarchal, maybe you could call it owner-centric, maybe you call it hierarchical, but what we are moving from people who want to know how to make other people get to do what they want them to do to a place where we are asking people what they want to do, mm-hmm, and then empowering them to get it done and holding them accountable for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really, really great point. People don't do anything unless they want to do it. So you're right. I've seen that shift a lot, and that method has worked for a lot of companies. I mean, some companies love that patriotic, here's what you need to do, and here's when you're going
to
do it.
That tends to be the companies that complain about millennials.
Yeah. Oh, totally. versus a lot of companies, I mean, especially companies that are looking to invest in their employees in a HCM, human capital management platform, they want to give more responsibility to their employees, to their management team, to let them say, hey, you're responsible to do X, Y, and Z. And, I'm not just saying that. Here's the tool to do it. Make it work for you.
And what have you observed in terms of productivity?
It increases. That's one great example of missing punches. I mean, one more recently when I worked, a company I worked with about 4 months ago, talking about productivity, they're a construction company, and they have jobs all over the Inland Empire, okay? And their employees punch in and out on their phones because they need to know where they're at, their locations. Now, what they used to do was the manager would just fill out an Excel sheet, and they would allocate all the time to the correct job site, and the manager would be in charge of collecting all the punches and all the missing punches and who's there, who's not there, so on and so forth. And then that manager would then send it to a payroll clerk, and the payroll clerk would then go through, make sure everything's accurate, which by and large it wasn't. And then she would say, okay, here's how many regular hours they have, here's how many overtime hours they have, here's how many double time hours they have, so on and so forth. And then finally, that payroll clerk would key it into the system, somebody else would approve it, and then they would generate their certified payroll report. And all that process, they were weekly. You have to know it's a weekly process. So that's 1, 2, 3 people that have to do something. They're taking about 15 hours amongst the three of them to do this. So I come in, I learn this, and I say, you know, let me make a recommendation. Let's get the employees to punch in on a mobile app themselves, or an iPad or a tablet of some sort at the job site. Maybe the manager can bring it there. That would work too. And we let them be in charge of their timesheets. Let them submit their missing punches or their corrections as need be. Then we let the managers just simply approve it. And we can take the payroll clerks adding and subtracting and making sure it's all accurate out of the picture. We can send it straight into payroll. And then you don't have to then loop back around and get approval from managers. So we took what was a 10-15-hour project a week, I mean, down to something that's immeasurably small. I mean, you're talking employees taking care of their own timesheets, and then cutting that down and just submitting it straight to their manager and getting it approved.
Yeah, so you're talking about maybe 750 to 800 hours a year, right?
Yeah, when I sat with that client and broke it down, we ended up saving them an approximate $15,000 in time spent that they could reallocate to more productive.
And the solution you're providing cost a lot less.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So this is really adding, literally adding to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm hearing is human capital management. People should be thinking about human capital management. Number one, add to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, to reduce the frustration of management when they can't get something done.
Yep.
To increase the accountability of management.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to work with people to help them get what they want.
Definitely.
And that then can reduce the turnover, increase the retention,
mm-hmm.
and as word gets around, probably attract better quality people to the company. Why would somebody not want to do that?
That's a good question, Will. I haven't met with them yet. That's
why aren't they lining up outside the door?
You know, it's a great question. A lot of times, it's a big process. It's an investment. I mean,
they're investing in and getting a return,
definitely.
A substantial return.
Definitely. Yeah.
And this is another way to help businesses thrive in California.
Definitely.
Which is what we are talking about mm-hmm. here. So if somebody said, my payroll company doesn't do that, or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sick and tired of, and I'm ready to talk.
Mm-hmm.
How would they get in touch with you?
They can call me. My direct line's 909-568-2846. Or they can always visit our website, payrolllink.com, 3 L's in that. And they can look at some of the things our system can do, and they can fill out a form on there, and that'll come directly to me.
So calling Brad Moon mm-hmm. at what number again?
909-568-2846.
Well, that's wonderful. And you know, I really hope that more companies with, what did you say, 50 employees or more?
Yeah.
Your sweet spot? So it, companies that have 50 employees might have their HR people talk with you, or might have the owners talk with you, and
mm-hmm.
and to really learn how they can increase their bottom line, reduce the frustration around lack of accountability, and then actually help employees in their productivity and getting what they want out of the business.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Definitely.
So glad you're with us, Brad. Well, this is the Pilgrim on the 405, wishing you a great day, and a great Christmas and holiday season coming up, and also looking forward to a wonderful year in 2018.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.